Good evening, Zetter Cult. It is the eve of Game 3. I am Mike Saloom. I'm not with myself. I guess I am with myself. I am Mike Saloom, and with me is often imitated yet never duplicated Zetterbeard. Z, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm also with myself, because it makes me feel pretty happy.
We're with each other, so we're not alone, right? That's how I justify drinking when I'm on the internet, anyway.
I'm drinking right now.
I'm not. I'm getting a fucking head cold, so I kind of can't drink, which sucks. But whatever.
You know what'll clear that up? Bourbon.
Yeah, true. Maybe I will pour some. Maybe not when you go off on a rant, I'll walk over and pour myself some whiskey. However,
shouldn't be too long before I go off on a rant.
I can only guess at what it might be from. Anyway. Let's cut to the chase. How about those Red Wings?
Oh, I can't believe it, you know? I mean, I can, but I can't. I knew he had a lot of young talent, and I didn't expect them all to step up like they have in this series and just in the playoffs in general. We've really played some pretty strong games.
Yeah, I mean, other than the first game, which was just, you know, I mean, you could blame the seven-game series, the this, the that, the other thing, you know, there's too much travel, you know, who knows. They've pretty much been a completely dominant team since that first game. I mean, and even stretches in game one. I mean, it really was the first period, and then they kind of lost their legs. But realistically, they've been the better team for the most part.
Yeah, I'd say this about game one. The first period, they got outplayed a little, but they looked okay. The rest of the game, they got pretty much manhandled. But even for being they just didn't have the energy, I guess you'd say. But even for being outplayed, I thought they really hung around okay. So even though game one was a pretty decisive victory for the Hawks, I thought up until kind of near the end there, they hung around. They looked okay for not playing at 100%. And then game two, they really opened it up. And last game, they played great.
Yeah, I mean, the forechecking's been great. The backchecking has been great. Even the defense has been great. They've played some complete games. I said to you and on the cast, maybe both, basically that I really thought that Jimmy Howard would need to be the star and need to steal this series. And if they keep playing like they have the last two games, they won't need to. And that's not taking anything from Jimmy. He's played fantastic. He's let in only two goals in the last two games, otherwise, but this has been a complete team effort by the Wings, and, you know, they're shutting down the number one team in hockey, and I got to be honest with you, watching the way the Blackhawks have been playing, yeah, they can still bring it, but I think they're shell-shocked. I don't think they know what's hitting them.
Yeah, I like Jimmy a lot, too. You know, if he's here right now, I'll give him a little Frenchie, but I like Jimmy Howard a lot better to make 30 saves than to make 50 saves, and like you said, our defense has really stepped up, and I'm a little surprised. You know, I thought certain guys, I thought Kindle's sometimes rough. Obviously, Quincy and Smith have had a pretty rough life. But they really did a lot better these last two games, and you know, that's a big deal. I saw him turn the puck over so many times to the Ducks, and the Ducks couldn't capitalize. And the whole time, I'm thinking, man, the Hawks are going to capitalize on these chances, and the Hawks haven't had that many chances. The defense has really been quite a bit better, and really the whole team's played a lot better, especially the last two games. And the Hawks do look like they're playing on their heels a little. I think they're – I don't know. I don't think they really – you know, maybe this is something to do with it. They beat us like 10 in a row or 11 in a row before this series, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe they just didn't think we could play anymore, and suddenly we're out here shooting the lights out, and they just didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Is that a long enough rant for you to get a drink?
Nah, I'm going to be good tonight. I'm going to go NyQuil up after this, I think, with a big smile on my face. But, like I said, total, I wouldn't go, maybe not dominant, but they were all over the place. They've been more than a match for the Hawks. And the thing that's making me laugh about this is they're doing exactly opposite of what I said what would happen before this series started. You know, and I thought the Chicago Blackhawks were going to do what the Red Wings have been doing for years and years and years and do it better than Detroit. Unfortunately for the Chicago team, it's been the exact opposite of that. The Red Wings have been playing like the Red Wings. In addition to, they've got another, you know, another gear they've been able to go to this year. They can hit. They're just out working them. They're out puck controlling them. They're forcing turnovers left and right. I mean, as much as I loved the Wings teams from back in the day, they never always had that speed. Well, now they've got that puck control and the speed. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're still getting better, which should scare some people. But you know, they're beating Chicago at their own game.
Yeah, it's, you know, usually when I watch these games, I keep a little list. And it's like my plus minus list, like Cronwall great assist or like Quincy turnover resulted in goal kind of thing. But you know, for the last maybe two games, maybe this whole series, I can't really give. I don't really have a minuses, which is kind of crazy. It's usually there's two, three guys that are getting a minus from in my book a game, and I think everyone's played pretty well, including, you know, Smith's had a couple bumps. Quincy I thought's been pretty solid. Koliakovo's been great. You know, where was he all year? Hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was going to be terrible. He's came on. He's been playing pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, really, like you said, there's no one we can point any minuses to. I can't even think of anything to blame Tom Madrid, Smith, and Carl Quincy on tonight. I mean,
Smith had a couple penalties that one, yeah. I thought one tonight was pretty marginal. That was the one where somebody was taking the puck behind the net. He skated behind the net also, and they called an interference on it because he basically got in another player's way. But it's not the same as when you're skating backwards and you bump a player off. He was skating the same direction as everyone.
It was a moving pick. That was kind
of a bullshit call, but what are you going to do?
It was a little ticky-tack. I mean, if you want to go by the letter of the law, yeah, that's interference. But given all the stuff that they let go throughout that game, it was extremely ticky-tack. But it is what it is. But
yeah, the officiating in that game was. I think every fan of every team, each team has a beef with the officiating in that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, them aside, I was more saying we can't blame our favorite two scapegoats on anything. You know, Carl and Tom, they're innocent tonight.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get on Howard's case too. I thought he had a very solid game. You know, the goal he let in wasn't a weak goal. He had some good saves, but he didn't have to have any real great saves because the defense played well. And those are the kind of games I like Howard. Howard's a very good goalie. He's not the best goalie ever. So you don't want to have him making these crazy saves all the time. Like the game we played today is the perfect kind of game for Howard. He made a bunch of saves, 30, 35 something. You know, that's still a fair amount of saves, but it wasn't like the whole game was rested on him. Like there's stretches during games and especially during the season during games where like for half of a quarter or something, we just go to sleep and he has to make unbelievable saves or we lose the game. And he hasn't had to do that. And I think that's good. I think that's where Howard should be for us.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you what, so while we're dishing out, kudos to teams is the Wings third and fourth lines. I mean, That Eaves, Bruner, or is it Eaves, Bruner, and Miller? No, I'm saying the fourth line, where it's Eaves, Miller, and Anderson. I mean, those guys have been great. It's almost like a resurgent grind line. I mean, everyone just played great. I can't even take anything away from him. Datsyuk's just shot, that third goal shot was insane. You know, I mean, they played great. Is definitely.
I think Eaves might have had two assists, you know. And it was like Eaves was gone for a lot of the season. I think he might have just been scratched, healthy scratch. And then Miller was hurt. He broke his jaw or something, hand, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But Miller missed a lot of the season, too, and has just recently come back due to injuries to, like, Samuelson. And I don't know if Burt was injured or if he's just playing off and that's why he's been scratched now. But did he get re-injured in the playoffs?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think he's just healthy scratched because, you know, he missed the whole season, really. And, you know, he's just probably knocking rust off or, who knows, maybe his back's acting up again. But, yeah, Miller really stepped in and really got it done. He's really skating hard out there. Miller, you know, you can always count on Miller and Eaves to really get out there and do it. And Anderson, too. You know, we didn't really know anything about Anderson until this year, but, man, he's not Nyquist, but he's a heck of a player. He's out there. He's not making dumb mistakes, and every once in a while he'll make a good little pass or a good little play and end up on a breakaway or a two-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I think we can point to so many things that have been working for the Red Wings the last couple games, and you know it's been a complete team effort by them, and you can't take that away from them. You know, that being said, not to focus on some negative stuff, but I'm going to instigate your second rant here. I think the other glaring thing that's been pointing everyone in the face, both Chicago fans and Detroit fans, other than the Red Wings taking it to them, is the officiating, which has been on both sides abysmal.
Yeah, I try to look at it objectively, but I might be being a homer here, but I thought we got the worst end of the deal in the officiating. But you know, we poked around on some other pages and some people thought the Blackhawks got the worst end, and you know, they got a raw deal too. They really, officiating's just bad. When it's not consistent, then it's not good for anybody, no matter who's getting the calls. And you can look at that first goal, and there was a board. Was that the boarding on Franz in that first goal that they scored?
Yeah. You mean
so there's a boarding on Franz and no call, results in a breakaway, results in their first goal, 2-1 Hawks, or 2-1 Wings lead. I'm sorry. So that one probably shouldn't have counted. It should have been a minor, and you know we should have went on the power play. Shouldn't have been a goal. Now the second goal the Hawks scored, tie it up, 2-2, gets waved off for goalie interference. I mean, this is a terrible call. This is totally the wrong call, and that goal should have stood. So you can argue a little about the first goal, but the second goal totally should have stood and instead got waved off. So, and then a few seconds later, Datsyuk put that gem in the top shelf there, so tied right in the corner. So, I mean, you know, and that's just goals. There was just so many no calls. That's really what we were harping on during the game, is there was just so many no calls that, I mean, you want to let them play a little, but you can't just let one team play.
Yeah, there were some. I mean, I will say at the beginning part of the game, it seemed like there was a lot of stuff that the Hawks were getting away with, a lot more blatant stuff than the Wings. Even the NBC announcers, and you know when the NBC announcers are saying stuff that it's probably true. You know, well, man, I take that back. You know what I mean.
Yeah, those guys are really, really elite. That's the top.
But I mean, it was, yeah, nice. But it was blatant. I mean, just blatant stuff and not getting called. And then it kind of evened out in the bad calls throughout the rest of the game. That, I'm sorry, the goal that they waved off, that should have scored. It should have counted.
I don't want to say it because I don't want the Hawks to win. But you know what? I'm not even going to say that. You know what? I want whatever team earns it to win. That's all I want. If the Wings win, I want them to win fair. If they lose, I want them to lose fair. That's all I want. You know, I don't want to talk about the officials. We're already talking about them more than I want. I don't even want to ever think about them, and it pisses me off that we're having to talk about them.
Yeah, you know, you bring a very good point up, and between my playing days and watching is, you know, you shouldn't ever have to talk about the referees. You know what I mean? It's perfect what you said. So
should never enter in your mind.
No,
you
God
know,
no.
But and it's not just this game. A lot of the times in the NHL, you end up talking about the refs almost more than anything else.
It's been pretty bad this whole playoff.
Major problem with this league.
Yeah, it's been bad this whole playoff. A lot of the series are complaining. That being said, you cannot blame the officials for winning or losing a game. You just can't. Too many other factors going on in games to blame just them. Hey, it certainly ain't helping lately, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'd say here's the deal, right? I think if the Hawks and the Wings play the same game with that officiating, that the Hawks are going to win that game. But instead, the Wings really outplayed the Hawks and came out, you know, I mean, we won by 2 goals. That was a pretty decisive victory, but we really played well. And we really, really earned that victory. So we were talking about this before the cast a little, is that you can be mad about the refs if you're a Wings fan, but, you know, I mean, the fact that they were a bit against us and we still came out on top, I mean, is almost a feather in our cap that we won against even more odds, and we could even feel better about it rather than just, I mean, we beat the one seed. I mean, you should feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They played through it, which is good. I mean, you can't sit there and get pissy and moany, and you know, you lose that way. When you start letting the officials handle a game, you lose your focus and you end up losing the game.
I've seen that before. They've done that a ton of times where the officials will be against us a little. Then you can see the Wings kind of lose heart, and they take their foot off the gas and they just kind of try to coast in and they end up losing the game because of that, you know. And it won't be a bad calls at the end. It will be, there were so many bad calls that they seem like they quit playing.
Yeah, and they can't do that. They got to, you know, you got to just, you know, don't put your arms up. Don't get all whiny. Just keep playing, keep skating, keep moving your feet, you know, or else it's, that kind of stuff infects a bench. It really gets bad. And I've, you know, even my team's had that problem lately. A couple bad calls go against you, and all of a sudden you're more focused on that than you are playing. And you know, when you're playing in the NHL, you can't let that happen. So, kudos to Detroit for sticking with their game plan despite some questionable non-calls. You know, they got a lucky break there with the Shaw goal getting called back. And, you know, Pav went right down the ice and ripped one in. So, I mean, it was – they're focused. Babs has got them focused, playing hard. You know, and you just hopefully the officiating gets better for both sides, because I'd hate to see a team, you know, say, oh my God, the, you know, and this will never be true, but this perception is the officials handed you a series. So I hope the officiating gets better no matter who wins.
Yeah, you know, I will say this for the Hawks. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the Hawks as a team. They're a great team. You know, they had a great regular season. It's not going to be worth shit if they can't beat us here. And I mean, if you don't win a Stanley Cup, your season's a joke. So, I mean, whatever, especially when you had such a season like they did. But they really played hard up until the whistle, you know. They kept going. You know, they never gave up. And but the problem with them was they got a little goony towards the end there, and eventually what's that dick's name?
Bickle.
Bickle ended up taking a penalty, you know. And, I mean, when it turned it into a 6-on-5 at the end, you already need two goals. You got less than 2 minutes left, and, I mean, that's not tough enough. Now it's a 5-on-5 with your goalie pulled, so you had to babysit your goal a little, and you're still trying to get two goals on a team that's playing full defense, you know. And they played hard, but they didn't play smart down the stretch.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what they're going to need to do to keep winning, is just keep playing like that. Keep skating their butts off and keep taking it to Chicago. They started off the game a lot better. I was worried that they weren't going to come out playing hard, because game one and game two, Chicago came right at them right off the pop. And, you know, Detroit didn't let that happen tonight. And they kept going. And that first period, man, it's been great hockey. If nothing else, you can't take that away. So I will say this, though. Do you I know definitely – judging on Z and I look at another, we've been researching the enemy's camp, looking at one of these other Blackhawks pages, and their fans are totally hitting the panic button. You think I personally don't think so, but do you think the Hawks should start panicking a little bit that they're getting outplayed?
I think the Hawks should have a meeting, and I think the Hawks should have a very serious talk, and I think they will. And here, I think a lot of what happened with the Hawks is, like I said earlier, they beat us 10 games in a row, and they're used to the wings from a year or two ago, and the wings from a year or two ago were slow and old, and basically if you kept your intensity up and you skated fast and you skated hard, you could beat the wings of a year or two ago, but not this Wings team, because we're a lot younger and we're a lot quicker. We got a ton of fast guys on the ice, even with Helm out, and I think that you really got to keep your intensity up just to hang with us, and then you have to outplay us. And I think that's part of what bit them. The Hawks are a good enough team to make adjustments and still make this a series or win this series. That could definitely happen. They're a great team. You know, Crawford's a great goalie. He could catch fire. So, I mean, we don't have it in the bag for sure just because we're up a game, but I don't think anybody really expected us to be up a game here.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Did we?
I did not. No,
I expected a good series, but
I thought we might win two, maybe. I really thought we'd win one. The Hawks really looked just dominant. But the Wings have looked better than, not better than the Hawks, I'm saying, but better than they have been. Better than the Hawks, too, but better than they ever have this whole season. They've really picked it up here, like the end stretch of the season. And then in that Ducks series, they played pretty solid mostly. I mean, there were some gaffes, but you know, they won, so whatever. And then in the Hawks series here, with the exception of some of the first game, I thought they've played the best hockey of the whole season. And I don't know, maybe at some point the Hawks started coasting. I don't really know.
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination of they don't know what's hit them a little bit. The Wings are definitely a different team than they played all year. You know, and if you think about it, though, even as inconsistent and, I guess, bad, for lack of a better term, you know, as the Wings have played all season, you know, even against Chicago, most of the games were all one-goal games. And now Detroit's a hell of a lot better of a team, and they're taking it to them. So,
yeah, except for that blowout, wasn't there? I think there might have even been, like, was it three overtime games?
7-1, two shootout losses, and one overtime loss.
And shootout is such bullshit, if you ask me. I don't even – skills competition should be saved for the All-Star game. I don't think that should even be in the game, so – like, I mean, they still count as losses, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad that the games get decided, but yeah, it's a little bit of a pain in the ass.
I'd rather just another overtime period, or even, I don't even, a 3-on-3, a 2-on-2, I don't care. But I'm not a fan of shootouts.
Oh, well, you know, I agree. I mean, I at least like the fact that there's a conclusion, but, you know, I guess we can debate the merits of a shootout later.
It just ends up for more head scratching at the end of the season. Like, how many did you win? Oh, were they shootout wins or regulation? And it's just one more stupid thing to keep track of. I'm not a fan.
My personal opinion is if you win, you get 2 points, regardless of whether or not it's a shootout win. And if you lose, you get 0 points. If you take out this whole, well, you went to overtime, so you get a point. No, bullshit.
Yeah, that's like a runner-up trophy.
Yeah, if you don't want to, lose in a shootout and get no points, score a fucking goal.
That's like a participant point.
Yeah, you mean when I got my left wing trophy when I was in youth hockey? I have one, Mike Saloom, left wing.
Like a plastic trophy.
It is. Gold. And I still have it somewhere, all right, because it is important to me. Anyway, getting back to the fans, though, there's been some interesting comments. I don't know if we want to get into this too much, but we've been laughing at the Chicago fans because, you know, I know a couple of Chicago fans, and some of them are intelligent hockey people, but my God.
Yeah, right, name one.
Two. I can name two, actually.
All right.
One of my friends, John, and my other friend, Corinne, who is currently...
I think some of these people are I mean, most people aren't going to watch as much hockey and know as much about hockey as me and you and some of the people listening here. I think that some people just don't really understand what's going on, and they just get mad, and they don't know who to blame.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. But I will say, you know, it's nice talking to smart hockey fans, and that's why I'm laughing at some of these Hawks fans. They're like, they're panicking. It's funny. They're like, God, we need to get rid of everybody. You know, they're blaming their refs. They're blaming Corey Crawford. They're blaming Taves. They're blaming this. They're blaming that. And it's just like, you know, maybe it's you should just blame the team you're playing against.
You know, they 100% expected a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt.
I think they still expect a sweep.
They're counting on all their fingers and their toes.
Yeah. You know,
you know, here's something I want to bring up before I forget here. Mm-hmm. I had a drink or two. I don't want it to slip my mind.
By all means.
Is that, you know, after we lost that first game, I saw a post-game interview again with Babcock. And, you know, I've had some beefs with Babcock this year, but he's done a few things in this playoff that really made me smile. And he was just kind of like, well, you know what? Whatever. He's like, we'll come back. We'll be better. No big deal. And they were like, what do you think about Chicago? He's like, I love Chicago. What a great city. We're going to have a lot of fun here. There's a lot of great places to go. And he was just completely chill. And I think it maybe harkens back to what we were talking about. Like, you keep saying they're playing with the house money. And it's like, no, nobody expected to get this far. You'll never get him to admit it. But Babcock didn't expect us to be in round two.
No.
Nobody did. So he's like, I think he's a little bit like, let's just go out there and have fun and play our game and not worry about it. And, you know, maybe that's really helping us out there. Because, I mean, if you start thinking about it and you start looking at the Hawks and you look at their record and you look at their roster, it could be really overwhelming. But if you just go out there and play your game and whatever happens, happens, I think at the end of the day you skate off the ice and you feel good no matter what the score is.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, and it's dangerous playing teams like that have nothing to lose. And, you know, and I think the added bonus for the Red Wings right now is they also have gotten a lot better than before. So,
yeah.
You know, not only are they playing with house money a little bit, but it's like, oh, we're faster and we can score and we're meshing better now. So it's like, you know, it's even better. So, you know, hey, keep it rolling. I mean, just keep playing like that. You know, and if Chicago comes back and flexes their muscles and beats them, you know, they put up a hell of a fight. I don't want to jump to conclusions or count any chickens, but they tell you what, they play like they did the last two games. We're going to the conference finals.
If we beat the Hawks, I mean, who's knocking us off after we beat the 2 seed and beat the 1 seed? I mean, at what point do we become the favorite?
Well, I don't think they ever will. I will say if they got to play LA, that'll be a hell of a series. I think they'll be able to take anyone they skate against. I wouldn't say it's a guaranteed win, but I'll definitely say that anyone they do play, it'll be a hell of a series, and they're not going to go down without a fight. And not to sell the Red Wings short, but if they win this series, the season's have been a grand success as far as I'm concerned.
I think that the fact that it's already going to go to 6 games no matter what is a bit of a success, and I think that's why the Wings are doing good. I think that they're not that worried about it. This was a total rebuilding year. It was a rebuilding year plagued by injuries. It was like double the injuries of the number two team. So many injuries. And they still just gutted it out. We barely squeaked in. Then we beat the number two seed. Now we're up on the number one seed. And you know what? That's awesome. We shouldn't even have made the playoffs. You should not make the playoffs in a rebuilding year. Nobody does. That never happens in any sport. So it's crazy to me. I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, and they just got to keep it going. Keep playing with that swagger. Keep playing with that don't give a damn. Just keep skating. It'll be great. You know, they keep doing that, they're going to be just fine, you know, regardless. So, anyway, we're reaching the end, and I don't want to go too far on the cast, you know, here since we're just doing it kind of, you know, I guess we should have done it yesterday, but whatever. So, I don't know if you noticed I turned my video on my Skype. How do you like that playoff beard?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to upload some beard pics.
Yeah.
It looks pretty pussy compared to mine, I got to tell you.
I think I plateau. That's about as – I mean, I haven't shaved. I just shaved the neck part, but I haven't done trim, shave, nothing else. But I'm sure you look like a damn mountain man, so.
No, you look good. You're no Crosby beard, at least.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, thing. Yeah, he has to shave with tweezers, so. I will say this, though, Zetter, call it. Why don't why don't you throw up some of your beard pictures, see who's doing what, you know? Let's see who's looking good, you know? Bonus points for anyone who wants to dye their beard red and white.
And bonus points for anyone who uploads their playoff beard and your beard looks just terrible, but you're still growing it out.
I'll send you a gift in the form of my cat. So... anyway, well, you want to close out with anything else, any polls or anything else? You just want to go with the beard picks and go from there?
Yeah, let's do some beard picks. I don't think that sounds good. I can't think of any polls off the top of my head. I'm sure I'll throw something up at some point, but I'm not going to worry about it too much right now. Right. Well, mostly just geeked that we won.
Probably have another cast, I would say. You and I got to talk about this. I'm going out of town for a wedding this weekend, so either Sunday night or Monday or something, maybe we can throw another one on for the good Zetter Cult fans to listen to us, him and Hall, about the games. So
yeah, we'll see how the series is going, and we'll figure it out.
Depends on how much drinking we need to do, eh? Anyway, I'm good. You want to wrap this baby up for the night?
Yeah, I think that's about it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate you all on the page. It's a lot of fun talking to fans that aren't idiots. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely say you guys are definitely better than the Blackhawks fans right now. They're panicking. So I'm going to close out with a little bit of Jimi Hendrix. Zetterbeard, you have a fantastic evening. And this is Mike Saloom saying, let's go Red Wings. There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to that thief.